The documentary Station 15 follows Chasity Hunter, then a high school student, as she learns about water infrastructure in New Orleans. Hunter is becoming an informal ambassador for the city around water management and climate change. Last month, she represented New Orleans with a panel of other students from around the country for the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, where activists called on politicians to do more about climate change. WWNO's Travis Lux spoke with Hunter about her experience at the summit and her investigation of New Orleans water infrastructure.
You've been curious about water infrastructure in New Orleans for a little while now. You started investigating water infrastructure in the city. So how did this documentary come about?
Well, I met this director named Kira Ackerman, and we began talking about infrastructure and like all the factors that go into making New Orleans a sustainable city. And I thought it was interesting. I thought meeting historical geographers like Richard Campanella and talking to people that work at the pump station would inform me more so like how my city works. And I think getting well-versed in all the factors, even if I'm not like a science expert in the field, I still have like my own knowledge.
What did you know before this documentary about New Orleans water infrastructure?
I want to say that I knew, but my information was inaccurate. Mm. I thought that when the water went through the drains, that it just sat at the bottom of the street, that that's where the water went, and it like soaked into the ground and it just stayed there. And I thought this system just operated by itself. Like once the drainage system was put in place, there was no one operating it. And I thought that the main reason that it flooded was because of litter being stuck in the drains. I've learned so much about the drainage system and about all of the people that it takes for it to function and the multiple lines of defense that it takes for New Orleans to exist.
So I want to switch gears and talk about the climate summit that you went to. There was a big climate summit event in San Francisco last month called the Global Climate Action Summit. You were there and you were essentially representing New Orleans, and you spoke on this panel with a couple other students who live in climate threatened places like Puerto Rico and Alaska. What was that experience like?
I learned so much about other places. I learned that Alaska's permafrost is melting, and that's an issue because the sea level is rising because of this ice melting. Houses are built on this permafrost because it's not supposed to melt. It's permanent frost. And like, it's just very devastating because entire communities in Alaska are having to relocate to like places that they've never been before, and they have to move like their entire livelihood and learn to like live in another part of Alaska.
Were there any parallels between you and the other panelists who were coming from these places?
Well, one parallel between me and the young man from Alaska was having to move and adapt and relocate to an entirely different place and not being able to control like what was happening, or that Mother Nature essentially was like taking the land away.
Do you wish that more young people would be involved in this kind of thing, this exploration or work around infrastructure and water?
Well, I do. I wish that young people felt the confidence to try to pursue like learning about science or doing something with their own knowledge, or like doing activism with their own knowledge, or just exploring. I feel like one of the issues with young people getting involved in leadership roles is the feeling that they can't, like they don't have enough knowledge, or their resume is not like big enough, or they're just not prepared to do so. And I don't think it takes much preparing. I think that if you are passionate about something and you want to go ahead and pursue it, then you can. And if there's no way to pursue it right in front of you, like just think outside of the box.
Chastity Hunter, thanks so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
A second film about Chastity will be screened at the New Orleans Film Festival this weekend. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners. This is New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO.